Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
If you like a lot of wrestling on YouTube, join our cult. Hello and welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast. We've got the fabulous Ross, the amazing Jack, right. A puppet,
and have this guy right here. Have I taken that mantle from Moolah, have
I? She's not doing much of it right now. So, and a man who was given a t-shirt, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure t-shirt, ordered from Wish, apparently, by my mate, who said, I'm giving it you for nothing, but you have to wear in that Daft podcast you do. So, how you doing, Jake? There you go. Aura, aura, aura. Here we go.
What is that? Titus O'Neil, yeah.
Aura.
Talk about that.
You were?
You guys should consider submitting Botchmania. Anyway, how the hell are you both?
Delightful.
I'm all right as well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, hanging out my ass.
Hey,
couldn't be better. Loving the podcast when I'm dead.
Punch the microphone, Jesus.
There you go. That's for all the audio listeners. Hope you enjoyed
microphone,
that.
Jesus.
Oh, back once again.
God, we're on fire
Jesus.
Today.
On fuego. What a great podcast it's been so far.
That was the highlight of last week. Apart from me swearing horribly.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Because if you had, don't it say wouldn't it. Have been in the
But it got demonetized.
It did.
Did actually?
It did.
Because
did.
Of that?
Because yeah. of that.
Why?
Now, to be fair.
After we laughed our asses off.
To be
why
fair,
didn't they miss?
I said, are we sure we want to leave that in? And Pacitti was like, it'll be fine. And it wasn't.
I thought it would have been fine.
I thought it would have been fine, to be fair.
The auto, what do you call it, the subtitles, yeah. that didn't pick it up either.
No.
Yeah. Someone's manually
Someone's
reviewed
watched
it.
Watched that and gone, bang.
Oh.
I know.
Triple H, who works for YouTube, watched that himself and said, well.
But he didn't say Triple H's name. He said, so in the news this week, new matches added to Crown Jewel and AEW Full Gear. Wait, where's Full Gear in reference to?
I think it's Adam Page. All right.
Like Top Gear, but full.
I thought it was.
It's all Americans say, full
I don't,
gear.
I don't know.
Oh,
I thought it was in reference to the joke on Being the Elite where they were like joking that Hangman was out of shape and they were like, you can't be walking around in full gear because Pac was walking around in full gear.
Oh, so he's a full gear wanker.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Yes. All right, cool. Crown Jewel has a 20-man battle royal. Winner goes on to face AJ Styles for the US title later on the night. And Full Gear has Young Bucks versus Santana and Ortiz.
And there was a new match set up after the show.
Was this on Dark?
This was, I don't know if it'll be shown on Dark next week, but it was after the show.
Spoilers just in case.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, let's say that first of all. Spoilers just in case, but it seems like they're building towards Pac versus Hangman at Full Gear.
God, they love that match, don't they?
Yeah. Well, they've not been able to do it yet. Well, no, they have. Yeah, of course they have. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did it on TV in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're doing it again.
Yeah.
Forever. Why?
Different
now.
You give the fans what they want. The fans must want it.
They're both
Pac winning. You're right. So clever. Xavier Woods injures Achilles in Australia.
Yes.
Achilles heel, should say here. Achilles could be a name for an Australian wrestler, I guess.
He's an Achilles baby face. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, brutal at the start there.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be at least a polite, like, but no.
I didn't get it. Say it again.
Heel.
Achilles heel, Achilles baby face.
But we don't say heel in the show, do
oh
we?
Oh my God!
No, we don't. No, let's get out of the way.
If you
in future, if you're going to take a sign to a show that says X wrestler is a diddler or a dirty diddler,
a diddler,
please take a second sign that reads in the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast sense of the word,
not in the
in a small print, please no,
not in the sexual assault reference. We're not suggesting anything.
Pac is
about
not
Pac.
A nonce.
No, that's basically what we're saying. But
There was a dirty...
Next week, bring that sign. I'm sorry, Pat.
We had Pax a Diddler Chance, which was... Oh, dear.
Or was it not just Dirty Diddler Chance?
I think... One of the two. Like, yeah. Pax a Diddler. What have we done?
I don't know. Now, we're not suggesting that everyone in the crowd got it, but I'm assuming that the sign was in quite a prominent place. People have seen it and gone, let's chant that.
Maybe people knew what the original meaning of the word meant and just thought, hey, that's funny. Someone put that on the sign. Let's just chant anyway.
It's the new super dragon.
Libel.
What's a super dragon? I don't know, but I'm going to chant it.
Libel and defamation doesn't count for wrestling crowds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, luckily podcasts are protected under the libel law. So that's why we can say diddler. Man holding a sign proclaiming proclaiming a wrestler to be a prevert. Maybe not. But thank you very much for that sign anyway. You also had a Cultaholic sign, I believe.
Did we?
Yeah,
That was nice because it just said C. You didn't see the diddler in the ring or anything like that. It just said C. Thanks,
it's like the sequel to the Fiddler on the Roof.
Diddler on the Roof. Okay, the you can bring Diddler on the Roof. we'll give you that one. Except it has nothing to do with diddling, like I pointed out. It's just a very poor choice of inserting news stories. New Japan to launch subsidiary New Japan Pro Wrestling of America, which
New Japan Pro Wrestling of America,
It's a good 180. Last time we're doing this, it was NXT Japan, possibly going to thing, and they were going to buy Noah. They'll put somebody in the Hall of Fame, just as in Noah, come on, we can do nice things. And they're like, nah, I want your job.
You know what this means?
What does it mean?
This paves the way for the Lifeboatman, the young bull, Gabriel Kidd, to be a big star. Because he's in the LA Dojo at the minute.
I hope he brings back the Lifeboatman.
The Lifeboatman was a great gimmick. I wish he'd do that.
Such a relatable gimmick.
We're all Lifeatmen.
We sailed the seven seas back in the 40s or whatever.
But have you seen Gabriel Kidd recently looks in the best shape ever. Like, he looks ridiculous.
An animal. A bull.
Like a bull. And he's young. He's a young... Yep. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what they do with... I mean, I'm excited on one hand, but on the other hand, Christ, there's a lot of wrestling these days. Like a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good job. It's a wrestling podcast, right? No shortage. But yeah, it was interesting things like that old war story when the Brits had some Germans surrounded and they were like, oh, good. Like, might win this. And then, like, the Germans sent something like, oh, good. And they thought it was going to be their surrender. And they were like, we want you to surrender. And he went, oh. Braun Strowman attacks Tyson Fury at the Performance Center. By God.
Oh, this segment.
This is all in capital letters.
This was unbelievable.
I haven't seen this.
This was amazing.
The pitchforks were already out by, you know, the muggles, the people who don't watch the wrestling. Because, it's fake and whatnot. I don't know if you knew, but it's fake and
they've
old men.
Telling us.
Let me check the comments on Lad Bible and... it is fake.
But Tyson's acting here didn't help the cause at all. Because after getting shoulder charged in the shoulder or upper arm or whatever, he holds his ankle.
Yeah.
And he's going, on the mat. Wow.
Someone in the comments points out, it's like when Peter Griffin hurts his knee in Family Guy. It's just there for ages. Going,
He hit him so hard in the shoulder that his
Shout out to former WCPW tag team champion Johnny Moss, featuring heavily in that segment
as
well.
He's training Tyson.
That's really good, Tyson.
That's a tag team I want to see in wrestling, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Cut promos together.
Yeah.
Wouldn't understand a word.
Move around a little bit, Tyson. Come on now. And he's training him. And then, what does he say?
Braun, right? He's a big lad.
Yeah.
Was he 385 pounds, 6'8"?
At least.
Appears out of, there's like five or six people in and around the ring. But like Braun appears from behind the camera and no one spots him. And he just shoulder charges Tyson and Tyson goes down. So how did nobody see him?
No. Well, the camera wasn't on him.
Was disguised as like a boom mic operator. Takes off the fake beard.
When he ran
it's Braun.
When he ran in, red exclamation marks popped up above everyone's head.
And all they go, it's Braun. like Batman guys.
The only guy who came out this looking good was Robbie Brookside.
Yeah.
Oh. Robbie Brookside went full on scouse on him. He's like, no need for that there, lad. I can't do scouse for you.
And then Tyson Fury shouts at him and says, like, I'll see you in Saudi, he calls him
you big bum, you dosser.
Bum dosser. It's so good.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't wait for the match. I'm excited. My conscience is clear because I'm so excited for the stream we're doing on Thursday. My conscience is clear because it's a charity stream, so we're not like making money off it. But the card is absolutely preposterous. Fury and Braun.
Mm.
Kane Velasquez and Brock Lesnar, this battle royal now, Mansoor versus Cesaro. Right. I can't wait. Tag team turmoil for the World Cup for the best tag team in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Are the Revival in that?
Yeah.
If they don't win that, that's all the tag
teams. There's nine teams.
Lucha House Party's in it, so I hope the Revival.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah.
You know who isn't there? Probably the Usos.
Yeah. Well.
Oh well.
and the entire women's division also.
Yeah. We were missing on Raw this week.
Were they?
Not a single women's match on Raw this week.
Yeah, because it's building up to the Crown Jewel.
But also, apparently they're on tour in Australia or something, but then why would they take all of the ladies to Australia? Or why not have an NXT showcase match, I would argue. We'll get on to that later.
Yeah, we will. And WWE signs Jake Atlas.
Yes, a Californian guy. Well, he was in PWG this year.
That's right. I believe he's a Santino brother. Graduate.
Okay.
Is that how you say it? Yeah, whatever. Somebody trained him.
Apparently phenomenal in the Battle of LA. Apparently he was like the breakout star of that weekend. So that looks exciting.
Yeah, and it sadly means that the Jake Atlas, Jungle Boy relationship, that wasn't a relationship to begin with, but we all made it online, it's now really over. Those guys have like a Montague's Capulet thing going on, which would be great. And let's point out that the man's finisher is the LGBT DDT.
Nice.
So he will definitely be making his debut at the Crown Jewel.
Him and Finn Balor tagging together.
Yeah. Absolutely. Reunited. Anyway, Impact signs Joey Ryan.
Yes.
He did a super...
Sorry, is this a new story from 2011?
He did a super dick flip at the show the other night.
Yeah.
There was
he
like
did.
Five or six people involved.
And every show for the last 4 years, I believe. But yeah. Also, Impact had a pay-per-view.
They did.
Bound for Glory.
That's in the news section rather than the wrestling section this week.
It's Impact have fallen by the wayside a little bit because of all of the other wrestling going on. But it looked like a decent show.
It was okay.
I saw some highlights.
I'm usually really positive about the TNA... Impact Wrestling, sorry man, pay-per-views, because the last 2 years they've been really, really, really good.
There was a Slammiversary that was excellent, wasn't there? The one with Pentagon and Sami Callihan.
Since 2018, Lucha Brothers and LAX were really missing on there, and it was just some weird stuff on the show. It wasn't bad, but it was...
Shamrock nearly died,
match.
Didn't he? Ken Shamrock nearly died? Moose caught him, saved his life.
52-year-old doing dives out the ring.
RVD turned heel. That's only two bits.
That was in a tag title match. Yeah.
Did RVD turn heel, or did he just do what he did in Five Star when he kicked his partner by accident?
Oh, God.
Say, who are you again? I'm Rhino. Grado's
going to go. Yeah, whatever. Grado's reaction's the best in that in Five Star. He's like, Rob, what are you doing? You kicked the wrong man.
I know if you thought, like, oh, they're setting up a storyline here where, like, cocky RVD. Oh, no, that actually happened. Yeah. That was a real thing that happened.
I've forgotten his name, man. The huge guy fell off the ladder.
Ace Romero.
Because there's two aces, isn't there?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Ace Austin.
Yes. Or is it Austin? Yeah, Ace Austin. But Ace Romero, that ladder bump, man.
Yeah, he is a big, big man. Yeah. He left a big, you know, Wile E. Coyote-shaped crater on there, so they're not probably running that arena again.
He clipped, like, his leg on the rope or something, and it accidentally made him land flat on his back. I was like, oh, well done.
That's a rest, because Nick Jackson did the same, didn't he, not too long ago? It must just be a wrestling thing. To clip your leg on the top rope on the way down.
He tried to do that, didn't he? Like, if I do that, I can set where I'm going to land. But instead he clipped it and just kept on going.
His was bad.
But Romero, like, huge guy, splam. And then Ace Austin won, but people like, yay, Tessa Blanchard's going to win. And she didn't win. It's like, ah, little of a guy.
They had Elgin versus Marufuji in like Marufuji. A Japanese dream.
Marufuji is the name red.
Fuggy.
They get, that's the name that they put on the thing.
Oh.
And his Twitter, Marufuji, and his name, Marufuji.
In like a sort of like Japanese inter-promotional match kind of thing.
Yeah, and on paper, I'm sure people are like, wow, this will be good. But I'm like, hang on. They spent the match going, Elgin's a bad, bad man. He just loves giving pain. But give credit, what a match. I'm like, what? That's a diddler. You don't go, God, what the work rate on the diddler is amazing. You go, no, the diddler loses. Don't make it sound bad. It's appropriate usage of that.
The thing is, though, with this sign, we phased it out, didn't we? Well, I made a conscious decision to phase
it out. Yeah.
Oh, were we? I didn't get the MO. I say going down the street, all right, diddler.
It's just the mailbag normally when it's mentioned, but other than that, but now it's back. Better than ever.
Bringing Diddler back.
Cage dressed as...
Weapon X?
Okay.
Got him old. He's doing himself by out. Weapon X, Wolverine, when he was getting experimented on.
Oh, right.
But, you know, he's huge and everything, so it just looked like, you know, demo version of Brian Cage from the PlayStation 1 demo disc. And he beat Sami Callihan. It was good. It was all right. And maybe it's just the standards that they've set over the years that it was like, okay, that was good, but you've done really well. I mean, compared to, like, I don't know, 2014, 2016, it blew it out of the water. But
yeah.
No, whatever.
Fair enough.
I'm not being negative. But that, you know, it's during a period where there's all these other wrestling shows going on. So I'm sure the next one will be even better.
I've got one last brief little bit of other promotion news as well. Kenny Omega won the AAA Mega Championship. So it's like the biggest title in AAA. So now he's the AAA champion, basically. Yeah. Apparently it was a good match as well. So
I got told it was a really... If someone said it was one of the matches of the year and would be on people's lists if more people watched AAA.
Right, right, right.
Bless him. But I didn't purposely watch it because Kenny Omega's... I want to watch AAA for the Luchadors, and he comes in. I'm like, oh, go away. You're on Wednesdays. Then people say, no, it's really good.
He does have really good chemistry with Phoenix. They had a singles match last year, I think, and it was like really good.
And he celebrated the win with the big mega title going, yeah, Kenny Omega. Whoa, yeah. And backstage, and there was a guy pissing.
I saw that. Yeah.
One hand on his cock and one hand on his phone. Bless him. So, yeah, any other news we've missed?
Can't
think 2K20 got released.
Yeah.
Is that that? Oh. And what I've been checking Twitter for the past week. Have the reviews been good? Has the game finished?
Pacini's been streaming it. He's
Poor Get.
He's created two characters. AJ Hazard, his wrestling persona, and the girl is Madame Pacini.
Wrestling persona.
Yeah. And it's something. It's
we've seen the hashtags. Fix 2K20, whatever it was. All that malarkey. We don't need to say anything else. Just that was in the news, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't need to play the game. So you go on Twitter and go, all right, what does Becky Lynch look without skin on her face? Oh, thanks, pal.
Everybody get excited for the Cultaholic Hall of Fame.
Now it's time for everyone's favorite segment, the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And in condescending order, famous rapper Nas with 36 votes. famous wrestling Twitter, Danhausen, 37 votes.
He beat Nas.
I can't believe that. He's never going to win this because, you know, he's here. But, would you? What a lovely segue. The last thing we're talking about. 2K. 2K. Just is that 2K. A series? Oh, just 2K.
Just the company who makes the games.
Oh, okay, fair enough. 94 votes.
A landslide when it wasn't expected.
Of course it wasn't.
Was it expected?
Yeah. This was before the game came out.
I was looking at Reddit this afternoon, and apparently when the 2K20 advert came on at NXT, it got booed off the building. this is a shock.
Have you seen on the adverts, though? I forget which one it is, but I think it's one where they go, we knew who the man was back in the day, and they all appear, whatever. And it shows Austin versus Hogan. In very, very small writing, it says, some of the stuff in this advert needs to be bought because you need to buy Hogan, the deluxe one that's there. So they're doing a Smash Brothers brawl, but they go, look at all the guest characters. You have to unlock them. Give us more money. So yeah, 2K, well done, Ross.
Thanks.
Because you win every week, you can go first.
I'm going to go for PAX Exploding Chair from last night's AEW Cool on Dynamite.
I haven't seen this yet.
My God. Right then, so Moxie's making his entrance. He's doing his all like, ooh, I'm ready for a fight stuff at the top of the ramp. Geordie PAC runs in out of nowhere. Moxley's just had his own pyro. And this, I don't know if they meant to do this, but I hope they did, because it's going to take weapon-based offense to new heights in professional wrestling. Because when Pac, he's got the old, like, you know, Triple H used to hold his sledgehammer. He's got the chair, like a similar grip. Twats him upside the head, or back of the head with the chair. But at the same time, a Ryback-esque, you know, when Ryback did the fist, and they'll go, boom. One of those booms happened exactly when the chair contacted Skull. And it was amazing.
It's like he's gone.
So whoa. Good.
Yeah.
So Pac's gone. Hopefully, Pac's got an exploding chair. And this wasn't just a mistake. Like the pyro guy slipped and fell on his ass at the right moment. I hope that wasn't the case. Yes. I hope.
He's there with his finger on the button. Clang.
Every week now, if Pac uses a chair, there needs to be an explosion with it because it was amazing. And I loved it.
I want to see it. Nice. The Pac exploding chair. Well. It's a high target. Can you match it?
No. I'm nominating my right tricep because my left one hurts at the minute. Like, I strained it somehow. A couple of days ago, I woke up, and you only wake up and both your arms are numb. You know, you slept just weirdly.
My
arms were numb, so I had to, like... I was waking up, and I woke up, and I was like, oh, God.
Were you tied up?
And then I managed to, like... You know, you get when you wake up with a numb arm, you get pins and needles in it, you move it around a bit... Blood rushes back in.
I believe there's a term for that.
No. And then both of them, I regained feeling. But since then, my left tricep has been, if I'm like in the shower, washing my hair or whatever, if I ever have to raise my arm above shoulder height, knacks. So I'm in appreciation of this tricep for being all right. My right tricep's been nominated for the Hall of Fame because this one's been pissing me off all week.
Okay. And have you been... stretching it, exercise?
No.
It just hurts.
It does just hurt.
It just holds.
I'm right-handed. Why would I use my... Oh, right. I thought you were insinuating something.
seen when you did exercise or anything?
No, I thought it was something.
Because usually, like, I thought that was going to be a humble brag. My arm hurts so much.
I just
tricep dips. I slept on both my arms.
But only the left.
I'd brag about that, to be honest with you. That's a terrible achievement.
All I can think is that the left one was dangling off the bed, and I was the right one was under me or something. I don't know, but.
That's a CSI. I don't know how
I fell asleep that night, but Christ alive! Unless Owen, my flatmate and editor at Cultaholic, just came in my room and just tied me in a knot or something, and then left. I don't know.
What would you do if he did?
I've got no idea.
You could get one of those little cams and yeah. There he is.
Yeah. I honestly have no idea what happened.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Could be nowhere near as interesting as mine because I figured, wow, Danhausen's doing good. So, the only TV show I watch on a regular basis that's currently happening, The Apprentice.
Okay.
It's back on. And I remember when the show started and it felt almost like a real show. Well, not real, but you know, more dramatic and on the fly and felt like real people trying to actually show.
A real competition, right.
And now it's just the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen on TV. It was like, oh, you want to be in business with me? Right, make a kid's toy. I've got no experience, but I don't care. All right, whatever. And then they make the toy. And he's like, what were you thinking doing this? He's like, I haven't got any kids. I'm not a designer. Nothing. So this week's episode had this proper, like, Del Boy selling watches out of a suitcase down the market type guy.
But what about the contestants? Because Alan Sugar, Sorry, carry on.
Well, good. Well, you haven't hurt your funny bone. That's good.
No.
So they had this, but the toy is supposed to be like the 6 or 7 year olds, and it's a turtle.
Okay.
That you press the button and it goes, you are brave.
What? Is that all it says?
Those like three expressions.
All right,
like,
okay, right.
Like, don't let life get you down. And the guy was saying, like, it's going to be the best thing, right? It's going to be people, kids going to be queued up for streets. And then it's like target audience group of like kids, like, nah, it's too young for us, really. We want some more action. Is that all it does? To not fire rockets or out.
I'd have just gone.
Could pay Fortnite on it. This guy's like, kids don't know what they're talking about.
Just go and buy Mr. Motivator. He would have won then. Kids today haven't got it the same as we had it.
No.
Mr. Motivator. Right. We've got a turtle that you press a button. We had Mr. Motivator. That's not Mr.
What did he say if you pushed him?
I'd never
get off me. Stay tuned for the new episode of Power Rangers. Anyway, so Dead the Apprentice, it's become a ridiculous show now, but it is still entertaining in the car crash way.
Okay.
So that is a vote for The Apprentice, not Tommy the Turtle, but you can vote for that.
Tommy the Turtle.
Wait, I need to...
Lord Sugar. And I don't hear it.
I'm trying to find it.
You are brave.
You are brave, like me. This guy's adult voice coming out of this.
Wait, he does the voice for it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they make it themselves, and it's like, all right, does it? And then the people go, no. But it's the most edited thing you've ever seen. If you watch it from a media perspective, it's all like, you know.
It's like lovely.
I've got something to say, and then you shot from like half an hour ago, people ignoring him, and like, oh, they weren't paying attention. And you're like, don't think that's true, really. But anyway, it's
Turtle.
It's great crap.
Apprentice. Sorry, I need to find this.
Some dodgy kids film.
It's loading so slowly.
While he loads, using our cutting edge Wi-Fi to recap the votes, you can vote for
Pax Explosive Chair.
Jack's.
My right tricep.
Do you want to like flex or something or like?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, okay.
I can't find it.
God, if that wins.
I can just find tweets that
are like, the current season of The Apprentice.
My self-esteem is so low that I'm going to end up buying a Tommy the Turtle.
Is that what tweets are coming up? Oh, was that you
it's
saying
an
that?
This is the tweet.
Oh, okay.
Mate, The Apprentice this year is class. It's an effing turtle, you...
Yeah, sounds about right. While Jack enjoys those tweets, you can go to...
patreon.com/cultaholic.
And place your vote now.
That says, this week in the...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wrestling! It's this bloody week in the wrestling!
Apologise on behalf of all the Southerners watching this, by the way, for that horrible attempt at your accent.
But not for the Scots, because Jen's rendition there of This Week in the Wrestling was fantastic again.
There you go.
Yeah. It is the same one that plays every week. Like, what's that? Yeah. I was going to say it is the same one that plays every week.
Is it? I thought you just called her.
Every week she records a different version. Anyway, This Week in Wrestling. SmackDown. I've already forgotten everything that happened. King Corbin interferes and ruins Roman's icy title shot against Nakamura. And the main event, Roman and Bryan beat Nakamura and Corbin. Mm. Yay, woo, whatever.
Yeah, it was a bit of a Teddy Long situation, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's the same stuff they were doing last year on Raw to fill up the 3 hours. Not a good look for 2 hour SmackDown. Who cares? They know that it's going to get over the hurdle of that is Crown Jewel. So Shorty Gable announces that he's now Shorty G after squashing the mighty Curtis Axel.
It's finally happened. He's not Shorty when G.
The news stories came out and it's like WWE applied for the trademark of Shorty G. Mm. And the world melted. Like, no, they wouldn't do that to Chad Gable, would they? I can't believe they actually have.
Yeah.
And in the process, completely disregarded the thing that makes him a threat.
Is wrestling.
He's Olympic wrestler.
Yeah,
yeah. He stands for gold. Oh, he didn't win gold, did he? That's crap.
He didn't win a medal at all, I don't think.
Nah.
Any thoughts?
He competed in the London 2012 Olympics.
It's just silly.
I don't want to give this any thought.
His promo was good, though. It was inspiring, but just the subject matter of it all just was bollocks.
At first, he was like, yeah, you can be whatever. You can be yourself. It's fine. You are brave. You can do it.
Oh, no. Let's rename him Tommy the Turtle.
And Tommy the Turtle's like 6 foot compared to Johnny G to show how small he is. Oh, God.
But then the last line was like, and let's shorten that up a bit. I'm sure
he... Oh, the face he pulled after was like, yeah. But it's like, embrace who you are. He's just embraced a crap nickname a heel gave him in wrestling.
Yeah. Tommy.
I'm Shorty G, and I'm here to confess, I'm now a good guy in WWE. All the interest has been sucked out of me, and I'm reading from a script. Nikki Cross becomes Bayley's number one contender, winning a six-way.
Yep.
And a free trip to Australia.
Yep, she's not going to Saudi Arabia.
Oh. And then Braun Strowman squashed Drew Gulak.
What was that about? Why did they do that?
What a shame.
Drew Gulak's been doing so well recently on like NXT and 205 Live.
He got to do his PowerPoint thing, though. That was nice.
I was happy that came back.
No, he didn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I wasn't, because it just shows that they're not paying attention. They're like, what does he do again?
The main
PowerPoint.
It's a vacuum in it, the main roster.
Yes.
Did
you see what Jake Hager was...
This show was a vacuum because it sucked.
See what Jake Hager was saying about the main roster? It was on
what
Reddit.
Did he say?
Was it Lashley... Well, first of all. Was it Lashley and who else was it about? It was someone else, some other big lad on the main roster.
Yeah, I can't remember.
How they're lost. And that's what Drew wanted you to do, just become lost and...
So they can control you.
A robot.
Yeah.
Conspiracy.
I mean... You said that about Lashley?
Lashley and somebody else. I can't remember who the guy was.
Well, he found someone.
Yeah.
Didn't read the interview, but it could have been a lot of people on the roster.
Just, yeah, insert name here.
Anyway, so any of the thoughts on SmackDown before we quickly move on?
No.
Nah,
very forgettable show. Monday Night Raw. Ric Flair announces Drew McIntyre as the final member of his team for Crown Jewel. Oh, before we get into that, did we all see Ali's tweet?
No.
Which one?
What did he say? I was expecting you to say yes. You throw me off now. He tweeted like, I'm a real American. And Hulk Hogan.
Did he?
Oh.
Did
you
see that?
Oh.
Yeah, he did. Please say he did. I just made this up.
I was going to say all attention's been on him just handing out Halloween costume to bands. Like a wholesome man.
I've fallen for kayfabe news again. Sorry. I'll confirm that during the break. Drew then beat Ricochet in a very good match.
Yeah, it was a good match.
We shouldn't just... That was an amazing match.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say, that was... I love that.
They've done so many times, but Ric Flair needs to have a live microphone every week on Raw. Unbelievable scenes. Give him a tequila before he goes out, like they clearly did on this week's show. Oh, I could watch that for 3 hours, me.
He was loving it. He was having a great time.
It's like the player can press the red button. Just play.
What is he like? Drew McIntyre's kissed all the girls in Cleveland and made them cry. What else did he say? I'm trying to think of the things he said that were a bit like, oof.
Woo, give me money.
I've got the last hand or something. Tell your girlfriend that, pal. I've got the last hand. I've got the last hand to play. Tell your girlfriend that, pal.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Good old Flair.
I don't know what to say.
Charlotte must be proud. God.
So the teams are Reigns, Rusev, Ricochet, and Ali. All American. And Shorty G.
Yes.
Versus... He's the team mascot. Versus Randy Orton, Baron Corbin, Drew McIntyre, Nakamura, and Lashley. I couldn't even say all of that in one breath without being trying to think of something else. As well.
Is it elimination rules or is it just, I don't know.
That's make a sandwich time.
Right.
Okay. I don't know what to say about this.
No,
yeah.
I don't know what to say. Team Hogan's going to
win. What happens for the winner? Like, what do they get? Do they get something? Like
the glory of winning in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. They get a tan. Ray and Heyman have a promo battle. They did. Shelton Benjamin comes out to attack Ray, but Kane Velasquez kicks his ass in capital letters. I like this because Shelton Benjamin...
That was sarcastic capital letters, because he didn't really kick his ass. He went like that. For audio listeners, you just imagine what Kane Velasquez did.
Well, don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, it's my left one. It's right.
Yeah, he did the... I'm going to beat the hell out of you. Oh, wait. It's wrestling, right? Okay. That's kind of beat down.
I've always been a bit of a shame, mate. Unless they're trying to throw everybody, because we all know... Well, the casual fans won't know that Kane can do Hurricane Runners and stuff.
Mm.
And I hope that they're not going to make him just grapple like a UFC man would, potentially.
He needs to shock Brock.
Yeah, I'd love to see him hit a Hurricane Runner on Brock.
That'd be quite a crowd-popping moment, actually. Yeah. Would it pop the crowd in Saudi Arabia?
Golf clap.
I watched a Saudi Arabia match the other day on the network, and it's like midway through the show, and you know those big sofas in the front few rows? And there's kids just sat like across them just on the phones and that, and the wrestlers are trying their asses off. It's quite sad.
Yeah.
But my highlight of this episode, while you go
I've remembered it, but carry on.
Shelton Benjamin had a little bit here that I really liked. It was almost lost by some people because it was right in the middle of how to insert Kane Velasquez, Brock Lesnar, and all these little plot points together. And he went, so Brock Lesnar beat you up on Raw, and then you got a title shot on SmackDown against Kofi Kingston. All right, slap. Can I get you a title shot? Slap. IC title. And he went, so Brock did that to you. I trained Brock. Yeah. I'm like, this is awesome. And he's got beat up. I'm like,
I hope they make Shelton more of Brock Lesnar's pal, because they did a few weeks ago, didn't they?
They did just, it with...
They went nowhere.
Was it with the feud with Rollins, maybe? Did he have a match with Rollins?
He
or
came
someone?
Out with Heyman, didn't he, for some reason?
Yeah.
I hope they actually make... Like, the Minnesota Stretching Crew is a fantastic name to begin with, but also it would look good as well.
Yeah.
I remember the thing. Just to talk about Pachuti's streams briefly again, when you create a wrestler... It goes through different types you can be, so like giant, cruiserweight, all that sort of stuff. If you choose striker, everyone you go along, like if you go on cruiserweight, it comes up with like an example of like three wrestlers who are cruiserweights, right? Mm. You go on striker, front and center, Shane McMahon. You right there?
I spat my drink out there. Striker?
Yeah.
Striker?
Yeah, Shane McMahon.
Kicks and punches.
That's what he does.
Like a Bischoff in WCW NBL Revenge.
Yes.
Can't grapple.
He's a black belt, though. Shane's not.
But he punches like one.
Shane's done two kickboxing classes and thinks he's Joe Rogan.
Sweats more than him.
Shane could wipe me out with one punch, I reckon. One legit punch, I
if
reckon.
If he collides.
Shane could end my life, I reckon.
Yeah, but if he collides with a punch, but so all you need to do is stand still right in front of him. So you can say. Seth Rollins beats Humberto Carrillo, the man who you can drink soup out of his dimples.
Yes.
A little party trick he does.
It was nice to see him elevated so far, I suppose, for a brief little match. Yeah.
Yeah. Crowd were like, okay, 205 live, fine. Why are you here? But he had a very, very nice match. Yeah. He's got the Power Rangers inspired gear.
Yeah.
So it was a plus.
Was it Big Dave who was saying that Humberto was going to get pushed as the new, like, Latino star of the Latinos?
They say this.
What, the one who will retire and they'll go back to Ray, who will still be.
Yes, probably.
They say this about. They said about Del Rio and Andrade, who still might be.
Sin Cara.
And Carrillo, Sin Cara.
Someone on Reddit as well pointed out that Humberto was watching the Andrade Sin Cara match, and then Humberto in his promo was like, Andrade is really good. So they reckon that's going to be a faction. I like to see that, mate.
Oh, good, because lots of writers online are like, they should put all the Mexicans together.
Like a new LWO, man.
Yeah. But it's like, they should just put them all together because they'll be like, I've got a friend from Mexico. Oh, really? Yeah, you should meet him. Yeah, and they have so much in common. It's like, well, okay.
They might. I thought you were going to say they'd feud Andrade in Korea, which I'd like to see.
Yeah. Either or.
Yeah.
Just end the Lucha House Party. That should be their opening feud. Oh.
Yeah, you know what? They team together and go, look, you're not that nice a guy, but you're better than them. where we are?
You are brave. Carry on, sir.
The Street Profits. Street Profits. Meet. Shut up. I'm trying to think of Timmy the Turtle. Leave me alone. In their main rostered match debut.
Finally.
Beat the OC after Kevin Owens, the mystery third man on the team, comes out and takes care of Styles. And they get the smoke.
And it was good, but they'd marketed it all week as a six-man. And then it wasn't.
It was, just normal tag, wasn't it? With two valets at ringside.
And then AJ was at ringside, and then Owens came out and stopped him from interfering, like, even the odds. But it wasn't a six-man.
Okay.
I was just confused why...
Two and a half men.
Yeah, there you go.
Still relevant, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and this was nice. They got some nice reactions, because I was confused, and I thought they were just going to be legit, like, hi, we fill you in the plot caps that you've missed. But doing that for months and months meant that they actually got a good pop here in the main event thing.
Yeah,
Montez is really charismatic.
Yeah.
And I love Angelo.
The mid mention of he's been in, in the Performance Center for 7 years? That must be a record.
Ryback was there for a long time, I think.
7 years, though.
Mm. I think because he's looked at the main roster pull-ups and got to kind of stay down here, please. Oh, you know what? Ooh, I've hurt my leg again.
Maybe.
Shout out to Montez for grabbing that baby at the end as well. Dressed in a Hogan attire, the baby was.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm. The baby had a great time, though. Yeah. It's a wholesome moment.
It's a risky move because the baby could just cry.
Could have spewed on him.
Yeah, could have done anything. Right.
And the woman was like, yeah, grab the baby, whatever. I'm like,
oof. Take the baby. Get the baby excited. But just the thing about Raw and SmackDown, to surmise, there was a lot more wrestling than normal, wasn't there?
There was.
A lot less filler, although there was a bit more filler on Raw than there was on SmackDown.
There was another, I couldn't Bobby, fit it in, but there was, yeah.
Bobby and Lana at the restaurant, which was clearly a set.
No.
I know, but like, at least try to make it look real.
Is that why Rusev knew where it was?
Probably.
Lana, where is it? It's backstage.
And how Bobby knew when to come on the Tron.
Lana had always wanted to go to that restaurant.
It was a dream.
But in Cleveland or wherever they were. And Rusev...
It was a dream to go to Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. And man, Rusev, the past the six of that restaurant.
Rusev never took her. But he knows where it is because she always was
driving
to go
past.
There.
Can I go in there, Rusev?
No. And again, more of the fabulous plot written by Jay Adelman about how Rusev was sending too much of his money back to his family, so she's taking it via going to the bank and pressing a button.
Rusev was literally dressed up as Freddie Mercury this week as well. He had the same light jeans on, white top, stash was there. Insert all,
I hadn't
all
put the two together.
All your puns, somebody to love.
That was good,
he wants to break free from when the officers had him.
Fat bottom girls.
Radio
that's what he's
Lana.
Looking for now.
Lana's been a killer queen.
No, leave Jack. Jack won that one. Let's move on. And also Rusev, Lawler's doing his thing, and crowd are watching him. Crowd go, hey, it's a Hall of Famer. And they actually stopped doing the watch.
Yeah,
chant.
They did.
So even the on Fox Twitter account went, yeah, come on, lads. He stopped doing what?
And then they deleted it, though, didn't they?
Cowards. Oh, did they?
As I said on the news video, pussies.
And then and then Austin tweeted what? And then CM Punk replied, CM Punk.
Oh.
They're just all taking the piss out of WWE now.
And then our fans went, diddler. Not helping, lads. So, yeah, that was Monday Night Raw. It was a thing that happened. And then Dio Madden referenced City Escape from Sonic Adventure.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Nice.
You know.
He just makes his references, doesn't it? It's for you, that. It's just for you.
Yeah, and that's the reaction I got most normal people. But people like me are like, yay. So... That brings us to AEW Dynamite on Wednesday. Ooh. Lucha Brothers beat Private Party, and I thought that was a hell of a match.
Yes.
Like Grease Lightning, them four, whatever. With Lucha Brothers beating Private Party. Bit of a surprise there. I thought Private Party were going to get the rub.
Oh, did
after
you?
Beating Young Bucks.
Mm.
I thought they'd sort of telegraphed the tournament, haven't they, with the angle last week? With Penta attacking Daniels?
Maybe.
You know, telegraphed.
Well, they've done that, and they had a standoff the week before that as well.
Yeah.
And it was like, they're probably going to meet in the finals. But it wasn't, because the Private Party beat the Bucks, though, it did make it less predictable.
Maybe that's what they want us to think.
Yeah. It was a really good match. And I enjoyed the bit where they went and hit the gin and juice, the double team finisher on Pentagon, but he just went, oh, I'm going to hit a destroyer instead. That was really nice.
That was nice. Yeah. And also like the fact that one of them hit the Jaeger bomb. It's the crucifix bomb.
It's called the Jaeger bomb.
Jaeger bomb. Went, that's Sessionmoth Martina's new move. So I'm like, no one else has done that move, apparently. So that's the go-to reference for it. I went, get in!
My favourite bit of Lucha Brothers matches that they win is Phoenix's last-minute dive at the end, just at the very end.
Okay, my partner's hit the guy, let me take out the other tag person. Yeah, it's awesome.
But the cameras miss it every time.
He goes really fast, doesn't he?
He really does, yeah, he does. He does go really fast.
I've never seen a guy run across the top rope like he did in that match either.
Yeah.
Well, that bit where they did the old, they're doing the chicken fight pose, and he said Street Profits there, Private Party were, and then the drop kick to the top guy, and then reverse Rana followed through. Never seen that before.
Oh, yeah, oof. Yeah. It was all good.
Oof. Every time I like Private Party, give the match 4 stars when they do the silly string.
Yay.
And yeah, SU beat Dark Order.
Midway through the match, Jericho and them appeared in the crowd because they've got tickets, right? And they walked up to the skybox and they were like, what were they doing? Just being dicks, really.
It seemed that they hadn't been booked on the show, and because of that, they bought tickets so that no one could tell them to go away. So they had their own private box. But Kevin Nash hated this on Twitter.
Oh, did he?
Because Cody comes out and cuts his promo with Tony in the ring.
Not yet, but yeah.
So later on, after. And then all of a sudden, Jericho's got an AEW branded microphone hooked up to the PA system in the arena. How did that happen if you just bought a ticket and technically didn't know he was going to be there? Kevin Nash was saying, because Cody's the boss, he could have just got at the hard cam, cut his mic, it was a wireless mic. Kevin was making some good points, if you think about it really, really hard.
Mm. Yeah. Wrestling isn't always the thing to think really, really hard, though, is it all?
I thought there were good points, though. It sort of took, obviously, because I'm sitting there trying to nitpick the entire thing, which is really hard anyway, because there's very few nitpicks to be made. But I was thinking along the same lines as well.
Yeah.
Little bits I'd sort of take out the moment.
I thought that you do it, you're citing your references. see that having the mic, Kevin Nash.
That match was good. Stu Grayson, despite having a weird name, was excellent in the match, I thought.
A weird name?
A very normal name for a wrestler.
Oh.
A normal name for just any bloke on the street.
Well, he's named after Dick Grayson.
Oh, Robin. Is he?
Yeah.
Is
That's he why actually? He does the Batman.
Oh, is
it? Who does a nightfall? It's what Bane
calls. Oh, what?
Their gimmick is out of a sex club in Montreal.
What?
Montreal, sorry. On Twitter. I was looking for Evil Uno just on Twitter for some reason. Uh-huh. And I saw he replied to someone. Someone tweeted, what sex club are the Dark Order out of? And he was like, replied to this last year. Have you ever been to Montreal? So that's where
you're. Parlez-vous français? Oui, oui. Tell all the pretty girls, the Dark Order's on the way. All America. John Moxley draws with Pac when time runs out. It's actually, I haven't got this far when I'm watching it.
Wait a minute. Have I left out a bit on the notes? Have you skipped
you
a bit?
You may have. Would you like to bring up something, Jack? It is your podcast.
No, you've missed point two.
Cody and the gang attacked the Inner Circle in a private box. They brought the concourse. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
It's the best thing. So Cody's like, oh, let's settle this right now, Jericho, because he's cutting them off. They're all blowing air horns and that when he's trying to cut his promo. Cody's like, right.
Oh, good lad. Like Untitled Geese.
Yes. Cody's like, right. This is, he takes a shot at WWE, which people do not sometimes like when he does that because it's a bit like petty or whatever. But he's like, this isn't an invisible barrier like the company me and you came from, Chris. I might just come up there now and kick your ass. And Chris calls him a millennial and entitled and all that. And then... Then he's like, and it's also 4-on-1. But then Cody's mates come out and even the odds 1-by-1.
Two non-millennials as well. He took that millennial comment to heart. Easy for me to say.
Yeah.
It's like, I know old people.
Is DDP going to wrestle? Is that where we're getting with this?
Because
DDP was one of the guys who came out to be on Team Cody.
The pop for DDP was brilliant. Everyone loves him. Cody.
He's a nice man.
What's that?
Yeah.
MJF did it.
He did the...
Love that man. Right at Rumble. What a film.
They go to the box. All heels lock themselves in a room behind.
Oh, the what?
Like the skybox.
All the diddlers.
All the diddlers lock themselves in a room like Bison when he hides himself in this thing.
Ah,
and then more Cody's like, give me a scarf. He wraps the scarf around, punches through the glass. It's so good. It's so good. And then they have just this crazy brawl. And people have started uploading fan footage of the brawl in the concourse. And it just looks so funny.
Everyone was slipping it's everywhere because so Cody grabs a bin. I think it's Cody who grabs the bin. He tries to sort of empty it and sort of get Jericho inside the bin, but everything spills out. And it wasn't a worky bin, it was a shoot bin.
Oh no, a shoot bin.
It basically, like, there must have been drinks or something in there, the dregs from the bottom of a cup on the floor. Ice drink, fantastic.
Copy of 2K20.
I love it how at the end of the brawl, Jericho's clearly been battered. Cody's dunked his head in ice cream and he's just there just like, that's what you get, Cody. He's like, he's clearly lost. It's so funny.
I look forward to seeing this. And then, yeah, I was Moxley versus Pac.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't like the ending, though.
Did you not?
Because they were like, remaining TV time for this match, go until the end of the show. But then there was 1 minute and 4 seconds after the sort of TV time had ran out. And I was like, it would have been way more effective if like they just got to the end of the match and I was like, Jim Ross, got to go. End of TV time. Like, in that minute and 4 seconds, we could have had a winner. And they just robbed us of that.
Maybe.
It's a big minute and 4 seconds. It only takes a second to score a goal in football.
I mean, you're not wrong. Anybody see AW Dark?
Last week. On Tuesdays.
Yeah, sure.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was some good matches, but it didn't matter. Taz back to commentate with Excalibur. Yeah.
Was it?
It depends on... I like Taz. I'm not just saying that because we've had our little Twitter feud. It's all good, though. Little love heart for Taz.
I think I'm the only person who hasn't at this point.
I have as well, yeah.
you're not in the biz. So, him and Excalibur... Excalibur is different when he has Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross next to him than when he has Taz.
It's like he's behaving in front of his grandparents.
Yeah, so with him, it's like, he's, you know, it's like sitting next to your best mate at school. Like,
I love him, though, because he's like, he's the guy who explains what the moves are called. Mm. Like, he just pulls all these random names from anywhere, and Jim Ross is like, oh, that's good, that. Yeah.
There was a bit in the sorry, I'll let you get back to your thing, but there was a bit in the Dark Order versus SCU match. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Evil Uno hits like a flatliner type end of days type thing. He's like, he goes in the pump handle and then he brings him round and hits like, he falls backwards and drives the guy's face into the mat. Both Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone go, what a counter! Because they think that he's countered it. But then he just rolls him over and like tries to pin him. And there's just silence for a little bit.
There
like,
was the Orange Cassidy bit as well. I forget the words that Excalibur used, but it was like he doesn't say much, but he used a fancy word. I can't remember what the word was.
And both
He's also like a sloth. He's sloth-like. And Jim and Tony are like, yeah, that's really good, that. He's like a sloth. That's really good, that. Yeah, go on, Excalibur.
But it was a really fun show. Sorry.
The statement was, Taz is back. And he hasn't lost a step.
Well, that's good.
Because he's still silly old Taz, but he's not quite as, like, you know, drinking at TNA Impact as he used to. Oh, God, let it end. He hasn't called anyone a small foreign car yet.
Nigel McGuinness is sort of cut from the same cloth in that he's an announcer who explains why people are doing things. And I miss that.
NXT.
Good show as well.
Oh,
Dynamite
God.
And NXT were both really good.
Rotten we are.
We've got the sexiest diddler in the world now.
Oh, my God.
Why not? Let's bring it back full hog. Yeah,
but you say like, that's sexy, didn't it? Tegan Nox and Dakota Kai beat the two horsewomen. That's if you haven't watched this for a while, that's green and really effing green. Asuka and Kairi Sane appear in the Torn and speak Japanese and challenge them.
Yeah.
Because they're evil now.
So we finally do get the women's tag titles in NXT, presumably.
Yeah. Might as well go in NXT because they're not doing much on the main roster, so sure.
I was going to agree with you.
Oh, it's just Penny for Sasha and Bayley's thoughts at this time.
Yeah.
They were clearly promised that and didn't get it.
Yeah.
I forget. Sorry, cool, were they a team at one point?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I can't remember that far back, sorry. what else happened here? Oh, Grimy and Riddle. A very exciting match with Tyler Bate at ringside. Very happy. It's first time I've seen Grimes wrestle properly competitive.
Right.
It's a guy like Riddle who's nearly top tier, not really.
Yeah. I like how it's just two guys whose gimmick at some point in their careers, Grimes is now and Riddle's in progress, has been flash knockouts at the start of matches.
Right.
But Riddle saw it coming. He was like, nah, mate, you're not getting that.
Tyler went, ha ha.
And then he went,
oh, I love you.
This one. This is the weird punch that he does.
Yeah. Bip and bop.
Bip and bop, bop and bip and bang. You didn't see that one coming. I love the promo with Pete Dunne stalking around backstage. Yeah. Tyler Bates now just Pete Dunne's side. He's next to him. Have you seen this yet?
No, I've not seen NXT yet.
Pete Dunne gets interviewed by, I think it was Kathy actually, in the car park, and he's dragging his case along to the building. Tyler's just next to him, like the guy who backs up the bully at school. He's like, yeah. He's like, she's like, Pete, Damian Priest beat you last week. And he's like, yo, no, he beat me. He got the job done. And Tyler's like, hold on there, Pete. He kicked you down, though.
He just ignores it. Goes, yeah, Killian Dane apparently is. I don't care about Killian Dane.
Yeah, he doesn't care about Killian Dane. And he goes, yeah, he does. He laughs about it. I care about Killian Dane. Oh, we batters both.
And Roddy Strong retains the title.
Oh, this match was class.
Keith Lee and Dijakovic.
I like the whole story of the match is that the champion's like a third the size of the other two guys, and he has to survive.
Yeah.
And then ekes out a win. Loved it.
Yeah. It's like it's the closest thing to watching Awesome and Tanaka can at it. I think these two just doing ridiculous things and a really strong like retaining by that much.
Mm.
Like, yay. And then afterwards, Ciampa, Gargano, and Balor all came out. Ciampa ready to fight. Gargano teaming with his on again, off again, bit on the side, Ciampa. And here comes Balor with shaved head. Yay, how you doing? And then Balor hits Gargano.
Oh, with an
overhead.
Doesn't join
Undisputed Era, but gives him a good old Pele kick.
One of the best Pele kicks I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And then drop kicks him through a guardrail and knocks some trainees.
Some wrestlers over.
Some wrestlers that no one else has sat near. Hey, whatever.
I liked it, though.
Yeah, it worked. And then Undisputed Era like, yeah, do the thing. And he's like, not yet.
Like, I don't think he's going to join them. Do you?
Not yet.
Do you think he will eventually?
I think if he loses to Gargano, he'll be like, all right, now I'm joining you.
Imagine the merch sales then.
Whoa. I don't know. I feel like there might be an uneasy alliance for a bit.
Mm.
I'm really looking forward to Gargano and Balor. Like, just let them go. The match will be excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be like, if he does join, Undisputed Era will be like Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny. He'd be like, Balor Club, Undisputed Era. Balor Club, Undisputed Era.
I think as well I'm excited to learn why he went specifically for Gargano. I want to learn why that happened. Because I think there might be a fun reason for it, but I don't know. Might be like jealous of him, or he wants to be. I was the real NXT, best NXT man. I don't know.
They'll be the brothers with abs.
Right, okay.
Yeah, gimmicks. Absolutely fabulous. And also, worth mentioning, there's a tag match. Six-man tag with Breezango and Swerve. Six other people, but it didn't matter. Because the important thing was that Mauro Ranallo called Beth Phoenix either Biff or Bill. And they quickly apologize. He goes, look, I'm sorry. I'll pick up the check next time we eat. And she goes, that's okay. I'll hand it back to you. I don't know where that came from, but it was
funny. Like Breezango dressed as like Top Gun pilots as well. They looked fantastic.
I was seeing Alvarez's gushing thoughts on Fandango.
What's he got to say?
He just says that Fandango is his favourite wrestler.
Oh, really?
And like, just because Fandango is like an actual stripper who's pretending to be a wrestler, right, the other way around. And just go and watch, it's on YouTube, just Brian Alvarez is in love with Fandango and it's fantastic.
Aww.
Yeah.
He's found something that he likes.
Fandango is brilliant because during the entrance you can see the Breeze is like really acting sexy and like scummies or like, yeah. But Fandango is just living it. He's just there.
It's because when Brian and Vinny went to an NXT house show and they were saying how Fandango just kept making Tyler Breeze laugh and break character just by doing outrageous stuff. Yeah, he is good, Fandango.
Speaking of that, someone sent me a video that went under the wire. To build hype for Hell in a Cell, Bray Wyatt won a local news station and did the weather.
I saw that, yeah.
My God. He's trying to be like, well, there's some rain here and some heat here, but a cold wind blows this Sunday. He's like, ah.
But all
gives up and starts laughing.
All the presenter like played along with like the bloody Firefly Funhouse version of Bray, which is good to see, rather than the typical local news people who just go, wrestler?
Pain will rain. Forget it. So good. I think that's every bit of wrestling that matters on this show. We'll talk a lot about wrestling. Anything else? Go on once. Twice. Three times a lady. All right, cool. Next segment.
Let's have a rummage in our mail bags.
Now it's time for everyone's favorite segment, the mailbag. Oh, God help us. Number one. Hello, diddlers.
Hey,
that's a strong start. It's a strong start. I am a high school science teacher in New York, and I start every year by telling my students a little bit about myself. As I let my students ask questions, I like to mention that I'm a wrestling fan. That doesn't sound like a good idea to me. During one of my classes, a student raised her hand and mentioned that her father was a wrestler. I was immediately intrigued. I won't say who he was, but let's just say his name rhymes with Commie Schema.
All right, okay, yeah.
Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that, thank you.
Tommy Schema.
I almost thought it was Johnny Cena.
Maybe.
Like, wow, great.
Are you going to say, like, Valor Kozlov?
Oh, yeah. Ivan Koloff.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I was trying to think of the old one, not Vladimir Kozlov. He was a lovely man.
When on NWA TV and says, we have to bring back the NWA title back to the Kremlin. Anyways, I thought it would be a great opportunity to have a parent-teacher conference in order to meet him. Oh, okay. I never did because I didn't want to mark out too hard. Plus, I wanted to maintain my professionalism since I'm still new in the education field. Okay. Fair. My question for you all is, if you could have a wrestler, past or present, as a teacher, who would it be and what would they teach? Mm. Thanks for all the content, guys. You're awesome and have helped me during some tough times by making me laugh and making me feel accepted as a wrestling fan. Too many students who are wrestling fans have been ostracized and made fun of, and I like to think I can help the students build their confidence as a teacher, and that's what you guys have done for me. Build my confidence and not feel ashamed for being a wrestling fan. I've been a fan since the Name Redacted days, and listening to the podcast is the highlight of my week. Keep on doing you. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Who was that?
No name.
Bollocks. Just
cheers. Thanks, you nameless diddler. I'm going to bring you joy.
Did they put a name?
There'll be a name in the email, I imagine. I was in a bit of a rush this morning.
Oh, no.
Mr. Somebody.
I imagine it's one of those emails where they don't sign off from such and such. It's just have to come.
Matt Stryker's a big fan.
That was a lovely email, though.
Thank you. Sorry for not knowing your name.
We'll have to remember to shout them out.
It's always... Wait, what's going to kill this lovely mood?
We'll have to remember to shout them out next week, definitely. Because that was a lovely email. We'll have to be like, shout out to you, Mr... Yeah,
Bigglesworth.
Yeah.
Mr. Garrison.
From New York.
Yeah. Anyway, so the question
I'm gonna
is...
I'm going to make a note of it to remember for next week.
Good call. If you could have a wrestler, past or present, as a teacher, who would it be and what would they teach?
Simple answer from me. Just imagine sex ed class with Big E. That's all I'm saying. Sex ed class was funny anyway. With Big E, it'll be even funnier.
Oh!
You're ace!
God damn.
Sorry, eighth grade if you're American. They say grade, don't they? Anyway.
I believe they do.
I think I had it in year six, me, sex ed. Sort of died out by year eight.
We had reproduction in year six.
Reproduction? Is that what it's called?
No, sorry. Year seven biology, where they're telling you like the science.
Oh, that does it.
Well, that was the
major reproduction classes.
But no, sex ed was... I remember the girls got taken out of a lesson once
we
talked about,
split
like,
in half, yeah. We got split in half.
Oh, God, bro.
No.
The class got split in half.
It's a lesson they'd never forget. Price of the bike. Moving on.
Bloody hell.
Moving on. Sex ed, because me and Tom have been watching SmackDown 99, and it's the episode where Mark Henry comes out and basically says, I have to admit, I have a sex addiction. And he's like, when I wake up in the morning, I think about sex. When I wake up in the afternoon, I'm thinking about sex. Even I was like, that'd be great as a sex head. Yeah. What you do? Just do it. Every hole is a goal, kids.
My God.
There's a soundbite for you.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. I hope this guy listens to this with his earphones in and is like, his earphones have come out accidentally. He's listening to the class and he had that exact line.
Mine's not a wrestler, it's a referee, but I'd like to learn maths with Mike Huerta, obviously, of course.
Okay.
Because of his counting. The lessons would take like 4 hours, but it'd be great.
Also, Pac doing physics, and he goes, gravity, it's all crap. There we go. With a nice wholesome bit, we end that segment on. Question number two. Hello, Puppet Jack. Oh, get in. Hello, you haven't said anything in ages, so say hello to the nice person. I think it's nice. There's lots of expletives deleted on this. Maybe you should... You know what? I'll not say hello just yet. We can't read the rest of this question. I've just rewatched the infamous Diva Search 2004 segment, Diss the Diva. Oh, okay. This makes sense. No wonder it's all censored. Where all the contestants ripped each other apart verbally, not like in the way you're thinking of, in the most vulgar way possible, using insults including but limited to... I'm not even going to say that. I have never heard such an insult on TV.
Well, no, that's PG.
That bit's not PG.
No, like, take the words, but PG it. Like, ejaculatory...
burping.
Blemishing.
Potential baby burping gutter person. I've never heard such an insult on TV. Oh, especially not like that. However, in Spain, we have very creative insults, varying from the funny, I hope you get somethinged by a fish...
What?
Why so apparently thing? if you translate Spanish insults to English, this is what you get. That's what I'm taking from it.
Oh, okay.
I hope you get effed by a fish.
Okay. To the very colourfully vulgar, I poo on the four lanterns that light the tomb of the... Oh, of the woman of the night that bore you. Wow. So not only is she deed, but she cannot see. So my question is... Which is the insult that has offended you the most during your lifetime?
Jesus.
How long have we gone? Or if that's too personal, which is the most original insult you know of? P.S. Completely off the topic, But the way you and basically every other native English speaker say El Ligero, it translates to the garter belt in Spanish. El Ligero. Well, I'm not going to get it right, am I? Ligero, meaning lightweight, is pronounced more like Ligero.
Ligero.
Ligero in Spanish. I am not bothered about English speaking this particular name makes me giggle every time anyone says it. Thank you for all the great content. Miriam from Spain. I hope your real name is Miriam. I'm not just said something offensive in Spanish. Okay. That's it. Okay. So most insults offended you the most during your life.
I don't get offended by insults, me. Call me what you want.
Sticks and stones.
Yeah.
You say that.
I do. I'm proper sensitive, me.
You bruise like a peach.
I do.
If you don't believe me, ask both of your arms.
I used to... one that really does stick in the mind. I may have told it on the podcast before. I think I have, actually.
Oh, I remember the story, but go on.
I was walking home. I used to play basketball, and I was walking home from basketball training once, so I had shorts on. And I've never thought my legs were weird at all, not throughout all my life. But a car drove past with the windows rolled down, and a rather rough gentleman from inside went, "Scrawny legs!" And I was like, "Are my legs scrawny?" And since then I've realized I do have quite skinny legs, yeah.
What a horrible problem
to
have.
No, it's not. It's not. Obviously, it's not like the worst thing anyone could ever say to you, but it is one that highlighted something about myself that I never knew until that age, where I was probably like 13, 14. No, I might have been even older, but... And it's just sort of stuck with me quite a long time. I don't know why. But yeah, that's mine.
See, usually there'd be a thing where, "And so... I never skip leg day." Like, they said I had scrawny legs, and they were right.
And I just feel sad about it sometimes.
Yeah, you tell them.
Yeah.
They're really bad. I've thought about, like, if someone did that, like, "Ah, scrawny legs," and then they crashed their car or something. What do you do? And you're nearby. What would you do? Would you be like, "Do you go help them?"
That's true.
Do you just... Do you go, "Ha, ha, help, I'm dying." Scrawny neck.
Well, I'm not going to be able to carry you to safety, am I?
Anyway... These are thoughts that go through my head. Insults have gotten to you a lot of the time. Well, I mean, now I discovered there's a mute option on Twitter. It's a lot easier for me. But I can't think of anything funny. I just can't think of real insults.
Do they bother you when they come from people you don't know, though? Because that's the thing with me, like YouTube comments and stuff that are negative or tweets. I'm like, I don't care. I don't know who you are.
It's not so much offended. It just despair slightly when you get a tweet and it does all right numbers. But the people who don't get it need to make sure that they don't get, like, "Matthew, I didn't understand." Matt, but there's like 1,000 tweets or so, retweets. They'll be like, there's like all these people going, "Oh, good tweet. Matthew, I didn't understand that. I didn't play Sonic 3 as a kid. Please explain this joke." But that's not really offensive.
No.
Somebody did say, okay, there is one. Someone did tweet, and it was like, "Matthew needs to stop trying." And that got to me. And it's obviously clearly that I got to, because I remember it months later, because... my thought has always been, no, you're going to keep on trying. You'll suck at something, and then hopefully you'll get better at it. Or you'll just enjoy it more, like this podcast, for example. But the fact that stop trying went against everything I've ever been taught or understood.
I get that one, though. You try too hard. But I'm like, wait.
If I don't try
hard, I'll just be sat here being boring and crap.
Yeah.
I try more because of that tweet, though.
Yeah.
Because I was not gotten to at all.
I remember two offensive YouTube comments, by the way, about myself.
Oh, God.
Now, this isn't my own thoughts, and they are quite nasty, so I'm not going to...
Oh, yeah, go on.
One of them was like, I look like... it's going to start off sounding ridiculously complimentary and inaccurate, but one of them was like, "Jack looks like Zac Efron if something had gone wrong in the womb," which is pretty bad, right? Ooh. And the other one was, "Jack was quite funny in this video. Which one's Jack? The one that looks like an aborted elf." I was like, Jesus Christ. I know. So they're both kind of pregnancy based as well, which is awful.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Got some doctors who watch Cultaholic.
Apparently so.
Dr. Diddler.
Anyway, yeah. They were pretty nasty.
I don't, because when people insult me, they are, you know, the ones you remember are pretty funny.
I just laugh. Sorry, pal.
Yeah, if you're, you know what? That's a good joke. Yeah. That's a good joke.
Fair play to you. I can't argue back.
Yeah. Nah, could be thinking about that. Like, what are the best insults? Anyway, sorry for the crap answer. Number 3. "Hello, lads. I recently attended an NXT live event in Seattle, Washington, and was really impressed by how good the show was. Damian Priest versus Pete Dunne, Baszler versus Dakota Kai, and Undisputed Era versus Street Profits and Balor were all pay-per-view quality matches. My question is, what was the best live event any you have ever attended, and why? Thanks. Colin from Federal Way, Washington.
Does this mean like house show, or does this mean just any live
best
wrestling?
Best live event. Well, yeah, I'd say house show, whatever.
I'd say just event you've been to.
All right.
Makes it more interesting, doesn't it? Because house shows aren't that interesting. Are Wait, it's obviously five-star wrestling in Newcastle.
I think we've answered this question a bunch of times now. So how many times can we say,
I
swear we've said this, like what live event that would be?
I can't think of what I would have said, though. Double or Nothing's up there.
Oh, yeah. With me being at 30%, if I was a phone, it would say, please recharge me from a friggin' edible.
Progress is Wembley
Ron show. Ron Punch is endorsed.
Progress is Wembley show was good.
Jax wants the show like this. Ross wants the show like that.
For me, Wrestle Kingdom, of course.
Oh, you were at that?
Yeah, I went to Wrestle Kingdom.
You were here, obviously. That's why you were here.
You were watching it while we were there.
That's right, I was looking for you in the crowd. very was like, yeah, this was all right.
No, Wrestle Kingdom. The only problem was that the seats in that baseball stadium are very narrow.
Oh,
I was uncomfortable.
Can you not fit your scrawny legs in? best live event. You said five star.
I'll go five star. It was a hoot on it.
Oh, of course. Dub X stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, again, grown men cried when Elite returned. Just saying. I mean, stuff you can cry out on TV. Macho Man reuniting with Elizabeth is one. But live, I've never seen like men next to me cry at a wrestling show. And if I ever have that pleasure again, get in.
If he meant WWE house shows, then there was that one where AJ Styles now knocked over the security guard at the arena in Newcastle, and then she didn't realise that he'd done it, and then he gave her like a kiss on the cheek.
Yes. Were you at the one where it was Big Show versus Kane in the cage?
No.
And it was the most ramshackle crap cage I've ever seen. Like, even at a house show, it was like, oh, man. It looked like it had Lego written on the inside of it. And they're like, oh, let's go to the top rope and do stuff. And it's going, like that. And they still went for like the choke slam off the top at a house show. And it was like, went about 3 minutes because they're like, well, you might fall on top of us. But that was a moment.
Yeah.
If we're going to go to live events, I'm going to go to the NXT one at the arena.
That was good.
Oh, so good! They never came back.
Yeah,
Bull Dempsey just
to
was on
see.
It.
Yeah, Bull Dempsey, just to see Baron Corbin come do the head of steam. Had a nice pint. He was a very nice lad, and he did have his lifts in, so he wasn't that big.
Oh, what?
That killed wrestling a bit for me.
Was this when Samoa Joe came in dressed as a?
Yeah.
Just saying, is this that time?
But again, yeah. Right. Did the Grandpa Simpson with his big hat, his big trench coat, the only Samoan guy in about 100 ringing miles of the area comes in. Someone comes up and goes, are you Samoa Joe? He goes, yeah, but don't tell anybody. Everybody's looking at him. It couldn't be anybody else.
He could be from Biker, though, if you just looked at him.
Lots of Samoans and
Biker. Biker Joe.
Anyway, yeah, lots of good shows we've been to.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm still a bit about the insult one. It's going to bother me. I'll be called so many wicked insults in my time, I can't think of any of them.
You must be like me, then, if you can't remember them.
Yeah. Bogger, keep on trying.
That didn't bother
and
me.
You can keep on trying as well by sending us your amazing questions. And sometimes we will remember to put your name on the
yeah,
well.
Well, next week we'll...
Maybe it's good that guy didn't have his name on it if he's, you know, giving away secrets.
Maybe.
Maybe we might put his first name on.
Yeah.
You don't know the first name of your teachers, do you? Yeah. Matt, remember that when you used to find out the first name? Go, ooh, he's called John.
What a weirdo. But if you have any other questions, please, please, please send them to Punter Jack.
Mailbag at cultaholic.com.
Before we go into Reese's Pieces, can confirm that, yeah, Saf Ali did do that tweet.
Oh, right.
The Real American, .. and Hulk Hogan. I'll just confirm that I have thought of an insult, favorite one, and it would take me a long time. It's been 10 minutes between takes. Picard, what's Picard's real name? Patrick Stewart does the thing where he goes back to Yorkshire and he's like trying to get back that accent that Yorkshire people have that he doesn't really have anymore. And he goes, how do you get back into it? And he goes to like football matches and he went to a local one that was really bad. And he spoke to, oh, what do you think of that? And some Yorkshire were like, eh, that were like drinking hot lead.
Okay.
I like that insult.
Drinking hot lead.
Like drinking hot. Only works if you say Yorkshire accent.
Yeah.
Like drinking hot lead. Okay, no pop for that whatsoever. So I hope you kept in. Reese's Pieces, the bit so good they named a secret after it. Hey team, I've got a slightly different Reese's Pieces for you this week.
Oh.
You have to pick one person of the Cultaholic family, each of these scenarios.
Oh my God, is this like who's most likely, dude?
No.
Like the drinking game where
it's more like scenarios. If you had
to pick somebody from the Cultaholic family.
All right.
which is everybody, I guess.
Yeah, the extended. We're going to include Tom. We're going to include Justin. Oh, Tom, of course we're going to include Tom. He works here full time. What am I talking about? We're going to include Justin.
A little Freudian slip there.
Jen.
Be stuck.
Okay. I meant you.
I know I'm here. I'm right here next to you.
I didn't mean Tom. I meant you.
You got Christ me and Tom mixed up.
Do you guys often work together, don't you?
Tom is crying somewhere now. He has no idea
you're
why.
The North Commentary team.
We are the North Country. Right. NTL this Sunday. Who would you want to be stuck on a desert island with?
Right.
Adam Pacitti. Because he's a schemer and he'd find a way off.
It's a good answer,
that's such a good answer. Yeah.
He's a schemer and he's like Harry Redknapp.
Not a wheeler dealer.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm going to say Tom Campbell.
Yeah.
Because he could make the idea of pending death sound really exciting. Mm. Oh my God, we've got nothing to eat and no flares. It's the end, me and you. Get in, Tom.
He's got a boat as well, hasn't he? Desert Island Graps.
Yeah.
Takes a boat, doesn't he?
Yes.
Never thought about that, did you?
I hate this. What do you say? A boat. Shut up. Go on.
I'm going to go for Jen, because if she went missing, Twitter would band together and find her.
Good call.
Thank you.
Who would you want to go on a 5-day bender with?
All the boys.
Richard Tubman, so I can do that picture he does. No one's going to get this watching this, but he does this picture, he does this pose, like he goes everywhere. And he was telling us he just did it once and it now has to happen every picture he takes.
Oh.
So do want to take 5 pictures just in that pose.
He could probably do a 5-day bender while sleep as well.
He's Polish. He's actually Polish. His middle name's Jan.
Ricky Jan.
Casual racism.
No, that's true. It's his real name.
I know, but like all
Richard
Polish people Yannick can party.
He brags about
I don't know
it.
If that's a good thing
he
or not.
No, he brags about
I don't get involved in Twitter stuff.
Okay.
Is his real name though? Richard Yannick.
I'm not saying his name is Polish. I'm just saying like he can be in a bender. Yeah, he's Polish.
No, that's not what we're saying.
Famous for drinking vodka. Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're famous for, I guess.
And you go there for cheap pints, don't you?
Yeah. I've never been. Everyone goes to Krakow for cheap
Krakow, that's
beer.
The one, yeah.
Oh.
Richard went there? Not so long ago.
I'm doing a really bad job of this. Let's carry my own joke.
I'll go for Pacitti because Pacitti, when he's had a few, right, sometimes he unlocks this like mischievous side of him.
He's an arsehole.
No, he's not an arsehole.
He approaches strangers and harasses them.
No, he doesn't. Doesn't
harass them, bothers them.
Yeah, like annoys them.
Just like
bothers strangers.
There was one night we had.
It's not true if you do it in real life.
Mm. Like there was a couple just having a nice little slow dance together. And you just went and stood right next to them like that and just like bothered them. Harass was the wrong word. I do apologise. Bothered them.
No, I'm going to say harass.
No.
No, harass was the wrong word. Just Pacitti, I think you'd never, as long as he was up for it, you'd never have a boring night with Pacitti. He'd lead you into misadventures.
Hmm.
He's editing this, isn't he? Bollocks. Not in a bad way, Adam. Not in a bad way.
In a bad way. 5-day bender. Sam Driver. Because me and him are both basically like, tennis follies. We're like, I've got a story. No, I've got a story. I've got a story. Have you seen this film? Yeah, I like Sam. Go on. Oh, Christ. Who do you want to go on Britain's Got Talent with? Puppet Jack. Oh, my luck, he'd get signed.
I've got an answer. Shall I jump in?
Go on.
I'll choose Andrew, one of our editors, because he's quite musically gifted, is Andrew.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
He made the background for the jingle for the This Week in Wrestling.
That's him?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's my answer.
No one knows what he looks like.
Try and think of a tactical vote here for who we've gone Britain's Got Talent. What Britain is all about, sob stories like X Factor. Don't really watch it.
She's the saddest one.
The saddest person here.
Yeah.
Me, I'd go on with myself.
Who would you want to team up with for an eating challenge? Could we say Joe Hendry's part of the team? Oh, he was here this week promoting Ring of Honor. Oh, all right.
Is it a lot or is it like, I mean,
it must be
difficult
a challenge.
Stuff to eat? All right, okay.
Well, I was like, eat a giant whatever.
I'll go with myself.
But I don't know, can you eat a lot?
No, not really. I'm just because I'm fat.
That's too easy, isn't it?
Who can eat a lot in here?
We know that much about ourselves.
When you watch eating challenges and that, quite often isn't it a surprisingly kind of small, skinny bloke? Or is it?
Oh, in that case, Jack the Jobber.
No,
Owen.
Owen. I was going to say Owen because Owen's quite slight.
He looks too pure to be.
Yeah,
eating
he does,
challenge.
Doesn't he? Yeah.
He looks like he ordered salad at restaurants.
I'll go for Ben. I feel like Ben can. I once went to the World's Buffet in the Gate with Ben, and he was putting it away quite comfortably.
Oh, okay. You're here first. Ben,
yeah. Ben from Triple Jump, yeah.
Oh, why?
No, not normally. He just can't. He just has the capacity to eat a lot.
He triple jumped all the way to buffet. No, who would you want to take your mum on a date?
Take me mum on a date.
Oh, God. Right.
Peter Austin.
That's the best answer.
He's the least offensive, isn't he?
Yeah, that's the best.
Owen.
Yeah.
Oh, they're too good. I'm going to say Fraser.
Yeah, he counts.
Because my mom can do the mothery thing she likes doing with me with him.
All right, yeah.
She's like half the age and not worn out. He'd be like, okay.
Shout out Fraser.
Hello, Fraser. Who would you want to put on a wrestling match?
With?
Yeah.
Okay. An opponent.
I think that's what, that's what it says.
Who would you work well with in the square circle? Brother.
I could throw Andrew around. The big man, little man dynamic. Andrew's a very small man.
Yeah.
He's a very small man. I love that. He's a very small man.
I'll go for Richard as the only member of the office with proper wrestling experience. Pachiti, sort of, but Richard because he was a wrestler.
I'd say Pachiti because he just looks slammable. You probably get a lot of fun slamming him.
That would be like Andre Hogan. That would be mint.
But that's the challenge.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Like, you know,
I'd come off my seat.
Tomlin would help you. You're like, no, I'm all right. Like, it's like a guy helping you do a set. You're like, no, come here. I'll have a few drinks. Like, come here, Pacini. I've always wanted to do this. Slam on his head. Sorry, Paul.
I'm really enjoying this round. I'm liking it.
I'm like, we're learning a lot about the team here. Who would you want to shoot fight? A real, real fight. Tyson Fury, Cain Velasquez.
Who do you want to punch the most in the office?
Is it who do you think you could beat? Or who would you just most want to hit?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Because, I mean, who do you enjoy a scrap with?
No one. So I'm just going to have to choose who do I think I could beat. It's certainly not Richard who just walked past because he's also MMA trained.
He's got a bad back at the minute, though.
Oh, well then.
Oh, wait.
Like, well, I have to switch the lights off. The lights off in here after I was done shooting a video on the green screen. He's like, can I do a second stretch on the floor?
I'll go for
it's a sad state of affairs at the minute. I don't know if I should have said that on the podcast, but I have.
I'll go for
he stretched on the floor. It's amazing.
I'll go for
he stretched himself.
Either Andrew or James, the Triple Gem editor, because they're both really nice, and I just don't think they'd have that inner aggression in them to really try in a fight. I've chosen a cheap answer there, but I think they're too nice.
I think Ben's a good choice, actually, because
he's not big boy, but he's quite tall.
But I want to see if that like resting face is his normal face, or if you're getting really hyped up, he's punching me. If he has that exact same face, or he's like grinning, or whatever.
I feel like in a fight, Ben would be so calm. He'd just snap your neck. That would be
if I'm on the floor, like, and I can still bump my eyes, and his pulse hasn't even changed. I'm like, all right, fine.
Imagine him coming dressed as a Vaude villain with old fashioned boxing gloves. Me, hello, Sonny Jim.
Yeah,
pop them up.
Plus, I'm pretty sure Ben would like to hit me in the face for real, so we can both get a. We'll get something out of it.
I go with Sam because we're married and that's what you do, isn't it, when you're married. Special. Smack each other about.
Cheers, you bunch of legends. Matt from Edinburgh.
Cheers, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Yes, I enjoyed that round.
Not one of us mentioned Jen.
I did. I said I'd be on a desert island with her because people on Twitter would want to find her.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So if you have any recent pieces, you can go to...
Mailbag at cultaholic.com.
Yeah.
That's right.
Justin was the name you were looking for.
Oh, yeah, we didn't mention Justin.
Yeah, I have to get Justin and Jen mixed up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're right.
Justin, I would like to go on Britain's Got Talent with you. Because he's American, there are not many of them on Britain's Got Talent. There you go.
It's Cultaholics. The question.
Oh, God, I'm glad that podcast's over. It's not over.
Damn, what
you didn't
podcast.
Start the segment right. Start again. What a great podcast.
Wow, what a great podcast.
Is that the regular thing now? Oh, all right, sorry.
Every week, got to be.
Yeah, go on.
Clap for thing.
No, but this is all staying in.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great podcast.
It certainly has been. It's been a wonderful time.
Diddlers. But we've got one more bit, and it's the big, big, big question.
Mm.
And that big, 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 big question is, what would you book if you were a Saudi Arabian prince with loads of money for a crown jewel?
Loads of money.
Loads
Tommy
loads
the
of
tail.
Money.
You are brave.
Mate, you should watch your pronouns.
I should. I've got one, by the way. I've got an answer.
Go ahead.
I'd go for the classic. It's not original. Everyone talks about it. But the classic Austin versus Punk. Don't know if it would be good. Austin says he feels good. No, he doesn't say he wants to have a match, but he says he feels good. Punk's young enough to still be able to go at a decent level. I think that the build would be great, you know, straight edge versus hard drinking Texas Rattlesnake. And I like both of them a lot. They're two of my favourite wrestlers ever. So that's my answer.
What a lovely diplomatic answer that could reasonably happen. mine was
oh, no.
Mine was Alan Shearer versus Michael Owen. Which is where my head's at.
Who would win? Alan Shearer.
Shearer would boot his face off.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like he did to Neil Lennon. And it, didn't get booked.
Lennon headed his foot.
That's right.
Did he even get
booked? It's shogun behaviour by Lennon.
I think there was a thing where
he tried to escape through the barbershop window.
I was England captain at the time, wasn't he? He threatened to not play for Bandham or something along those lines.
And he's completely justified.
Yeah. My mind, I went to I've got a blank checkbook to try and book any wrestling match I want to. My mind went to Chris Eubank versus Velveteen Dream. Imagine that. I don't know how or why or where, but just imagine the build-up. That would be worth every penny. I love Chris Eubank, me. Out of context, Chris Eubank is one of the best Twitter accounts ever.
Chris Eubank.
I've seen that one,
Delightful confectionery. Would you like... He's just sat there with his... It's off Gogglebox. He's just sat there with his son washing the towel. He's like, would you like a sweetie?
Because that was him.
What a delightful confectionery.
That was just him. He got wrestling better than wrestlers.
Yeah.
Have you seen
when he's in his prime and he knocks someone out, and as the referee's counting him out, he just stands there just like...
Oh, and he's there. Yeah, he's there posing like this.
Ben Potter pose. Ben Potter's ready for a fight.
He's got one glove on top of the other. He's just like...
blocking the camera.
You watch I'm a Celebrity a couple of years ago when he was on? No. He did the backwards run down the hill. And he's like, I can run down a hill backwards. It's a special talent I've got. I've developed it over many years. And he just keeps falling.
National Treasure.
Anything of a wacky else? One now, because I went for a serious one.
Oh, me too.
Barney the Dinosaur versus bloody...
Who would Vince get him out of retirement? There's that rumour. I get sent betting odds quite a bit. I ignore them, I've got to admit, because why, you know. But there's a market somewhere out there for a WrestleMania 36 matchup between Vince and Hogan.
Whoa.
That's a market that exists somewhere.
Oh, I saw that. That was a source started by H. Hogan.
Right, okay. Would you have that match, or would you have a different opponent for Vince? Because that's already happened.
It has already happened. Nothing would beat the old...
Yeah.
Load on the face.
Yeah, with that really low buy rate they did in 2003, because they had that as the... on the poster.
Really? That did a low buy rate?
Oh, yeah.
Vince versus
famously
Hogan.
Low. Wow.
Some people say that's the best one.
It's a cracking...
Mania, I mean.
Oh, it's a cracking pay-per-view, by all means, but what it's like... 23? That's right. Three main events, but the mainest of main events is Hogan McMahon. Like, who gives a...
Which Mania was it?
19.
Why did I say 23? Oh, 2003. Right.
The one that they did in the baseball stadium, where they sold tickets in the dugout.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see. Yeah. You could see the big logo on the side, WrestleMania. You should have been here.
Oh, I'd have to include a Nokia in there somewhere, because I've been reading about that famous... Did you know, right? You know January 4th, 99, right? It's the Finger Poke of Doom. It's the Butts on Seats match with Mankind winning the belt and stuff. But also in New Japan, I was learning about...
Nokiaism.
About the start of it, because
they
had that really. I forgot his name, but Inoki had that judo lad who he was like his protege, and he just kicked the crap out of Hashimoto, and everyone was like, what the hell's going on here? So I'd have Vince versus Inoki. No way, that's a bit dangerous for Vince, isn't it? Actually, I've just got an image of Inoki just slapping him clean in the face.
Vince would give as good as he got.
No, Inoki's scary.
Stop it, crap.
Inoki's a scary man. Oh, Bischoff versus Vince versus Heyman in Triple Threat. There we go. Yeah.
Heyman versus creditors. They'll come marching like the stampeding Lion Kings.
I'd like Michael Cole and Vince in a lion's den. I bet there's a lot of pent-up frustration on Michael Cole's end, and he'd go like Scrappy-Doo on him, I reckon.
Yeah.
Go on, Michael Cole.
I think we're thinking of the right lines here. They're all wrestlers famous 20 years ago, which is the Saudi Arabia target audience.
That's part of the criteria.
Right.
Steve Blackman versus Luchasaurus.
Blackman versus Ken Shamrock one more time. Because Blackman spent most of his career in WF putting over Ken Shamrock.
Blackman versus... Who's an infamously hard... Haku in a shoot fight.
Haku versus Dragon Aizu. In a shoot fight.
Right.
In a shoot fight, obviously. Has to be a shoot fight.
He's a dragon?
If you get other sports people, then... Oh, I've already done that.
Who's been linked down the years with... Conor McGregor's the one that springs to mind. Been linked with a WWE appearance.
Chael Sonnen.
Was it Peter McNeely?
Who?
Am I getting the name right? It was Mike Tyson's first opponent after prison.
Oh, right. Oh.
He was rumoured to be appearing in the Royal Rumble 95 or 96.
Mm. OJ Simpson.
Oh, that was it.
Is this the Russo?
That was like
the
early days of
the WrestleMania. The Call-like
podcast, we brought that up when he said he... Oh, my God. I'm going to tell that story again. It's been over. It's been a year and a half.
It's been a while.
Russo wanted to bring OJ Simpson, as a, suggested that OJ Simpson come in and he wrestle, or rather the way around, wrestle Dad Goldman.
Yeah.
And Goldman could pick one of three weapons. And they were on the lines of a knife,
grenade,
a gun, or a grenade.
Hand grenade.
And even funnier, when Bruce Pritchard told about that story, he got the name wrong and said OJ Simpson was going to fight and said the guy that OJ Simpson allegedly possibly murdered. And he was like, well, they didn't do it. So, yeah, they didn't do it, Bruce, because he was dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh. He used the knife on it. Allegedly. He did it.
You wrote that book, If I Did It.
He did.
But if was
that
in
is
tiny,
the weirdest...
if was in tiny, tiny letters.
Read some descriptions about that. It is one of the biggest insights into a crazy person's head you ever see. Because he writes to someone else, like, I was there with, I think it's like, Jim. And Jim was like, don't do it. And he's like, but I'm going to. It's clearly OJ arguing with himself.
Wow.
Terrifying. We are completely off topic.
Recently learned as well, oh, this is even further.
That, but OJ Simpson appearing, absolutely.
Recently learned that, what was he called, man? American football player, main event of WrestleMania 11.
Lawrence Taylor,
LT. Learned that he recently was like just off his face his entire career.
Yeah.
Like he was in crack houses and stuff. Yeah. It was bad times, yeah. But he's all right now.
Is he ready for one last run? The crown jewel.
Against Vince Russo. Crown jewel.
Yeah.
He was all right, him. I think he's just one of those like super freak athletes who can just do anything because he was like, for a non-wrestler, he was pretty good. Yeah. Bam Bam did really well.
Yeah.
I've got another one.
Go on, let's drag this up. One.
Adam Pacitti locked inside Hell in a Smell. Oh, no, wait there.
Oh.
You can see that happening this coming Saturday. That is tomorrow if you're watching this on Friday night when it gets published. 1 p.m.
Oh.
British time.
Yes.
BST, potentially. I think the clocks change on Saturday night, not Friday night, but if they do change on Friday night, it's just 1 p.m. BST,
just
whenever that happens.
Just Google UK time if you're not from the UK. Yeah. It'll say
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I have picked what smelly things will be inside. Hell in a Smell with Adam. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's delightful. But I've also, just as, because it's a slog, if you don't know, it's Adam locked in a room, a cell, with something smelly for 24 hours. But such a slog. I've bought him a present to open at the end of the stream.
Oh.
So it's a nice, it's a heartfelt present. So hopefully he enjoys it. I think
it's from the heart.
Nice, yeah. I've known the guy for 3 years, 4 or 5 years now. I think he'll like it. So, you know, he's been through, he did the 100,000, well, what was it he did?
100,000, you love it.
Yeah, he's been through the ringer a bit this year. So I've bought him a present.
He did.
I did feel a bit bad screwing him like I did with this, but I am still married to Sam. So he sort of deserved it in a way.
Excellent.
That's very nice.
The divorce process is long and arduous, Matthew.
Oh, no.
Long and arduous. It's horrible. But she should enjoy the present.
Oh.
End of the stream, he'll open it.
Wow. Well, I can't wait for that, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm going to have to because it's not on yet. But until then.
Wow, what a great podcast.
Yes, it has been. Little friend. Ross on wrestling, anything else to plug of that marvellous one you just did?
No, that plug will do for me.
That's
you.
Fair enough then. Jack?
No, I'm also fine.
Cool. <plugs.
Yeah.
laughs> Fantastic. NCL has a show this Sunday. You should watch it. If you can't be there live in Newcastle, what's wrong with you? Don't worry, they've got a pivot chair. Tom Campbell will be doing announcing and the quiz and then the commentating. He'll be doing a raffle. It'll be sound sweet. He does every one of those shows.
He does.
But from all of us here, Alcoholic, we thank you for watching and tuning in and listening to this, however you're watching it. Please, please, please to make sure to put your hands in the middle of the table. Move the Monster Energy out of the way. And then on the count of three, one, two, three, join us.
That was an emphatic ball tickle that time.
Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments below. You can follow Cultaholic on Twitter, at Cultaholic, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do, you can pledge to our Patreon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.